Welcome to the College Football Bros. I'm Michael Newman.
I'm Ryan Newman.
And I'm Trey Newman.
All right, this is day one of our Big 12 preview week and day 22 of our overall college football preview series. So check out our feed for the first 21 episodes to get you ready for the season. But Ryan, what's our question for today?
The question is Oklahoma a true college football playoff championship contender?
Okay, we will give our definitive answers at the end of the episode, but let's start breaking down Oklahoma. And Trey, start with their offense, which is usually pretty good. It's not bad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. As usual, the offense won't necessarily be the issue for the Sooners' chance at a national title run. Yes, Spencer Rattler had some shaky moments last year, but it was his freshman year. There was, of course, no offseason leading up to it. And then we saw him grow up as the season went on. He continued to improve. Over the final seven games, he threw 15 touchdowns, only had two picks. He's a Heisman favorite. Not really worried about that part of the offense. To me, the biggest question mark comes with the offensive line. They lose everything, Creed Humphrey and Adrian Ealy, but they're kind of hoping that Tennessee transfer Wanya Morris can mesh well. When you look at the running backs, I feel that the losses kind of wash out with the gains in my eyes. They lose TJ Pledger and Ramondre Stevenson, but they get Kennedy Brooks back after he opted out last year. They also get Tennessee transfer Eric Gray. He was electric when we saw him with in the Vols uniform. Brooks, I mean, he averaged over 7 yards per carry in his career. He had two 1,000-yard seasons. And so yeah,
I think running back position got significantly better this year with the very well change. Could
be. Brooks certainly elevates it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then of course the wide receiver group. I mean, Marvin Mims is kind of the marquee name right now. He was a stud. You got guys like Theo Weiss. They have a productive transfer from Arkansas, Mike Woods. I mean, I could go on and on. I think the receiving core is one of the deepest receiving groups in the country. You know, I could continue on with the offense, but overall I'm not too concerned with that side of the ball for Lincoln Riley.
No, definitely not. And yeah, I think you made a good point bringing up the offensive line. I mean, still, if you're projecting offensive lines, you would say Oklahoma could be the best in the country. But last year, the running game was not nearly as efficient or explosive as it usually is. It was still good, but just not that crazy elite level that it had been. So getting that back up, and maybe Brooks and Gray will help that. That would be a big help towards winning a national title. And with Spencer Rattler, like, obviously if you're making a top quarterback list in the country, he's either one or two on that list. But there is still, you know, a gap between the way he played last year and what Baker Mayfield was his junior and senior year, what Kyler Murray was in his single season as a starter. And that's to be expected. It was Rattler's, you know, freshman year. So you would think he could make that jump this year to be that guy, but not necessarily a given that he's, you know, all-time good like those guys were.
Yeah, yeah. You guys didn't even mention they have a couple of really good tight ends, so
yeah,
they got it all.
They do.
All right, well, let's move on to the side of the ball that OU, it's been OU's nemesis, as Trey kind of mentioned here, the defense. Well, the last couple of years, they've been getting much better under new defense coordinator Alex Grinch. Well, new-ish, but this year should be maybe even better than the past couple of years. So in 2018, before Grinch arrived, they gave up over 33 points a game. Not good. In Grinch's first year, it dropped down to 27. Grinch's second year dropped down to 22. So a very good trend going on there. And this year seems like it should be, you know, maybe even better. They got a great D line led by Perrion Winfrey and Isaiah Thomas. So those guys are both, you know, all Big 12 caliber players. Nick Benito coming off the edge, second team All American, lots of sacks. Caleb Kelly comes back at linebacker, missed all last year. My one question mark for this OU defense is that corner, just because it's not theoretically, they don't have two returning starters. Woody Washington, DJ Graham, talented guys, no doubt about it, but they just don't have the proven playmaking ability that you would like to see from, you know, like a national title contending team at corner. They could end up being really good. I'm not saying they won't be, but it's a possibility that they are, maybe holds OU's defense back a bit.
Yeah, I hear you. They played well last year. I mean, but they're not proven shutdown corners. They could emerge into that, and people are really high on both of those guys. But I guess we'll wait and see. I think also at safety, maybe a little bit of a question mark, even though you bring back Turner, Yell, and Fields, but losing the kind of impact DB in Trey Norwood is, I think, a huge loss. Now, they bring in Key Lawrence, and he should bolster the safety group, so we'll see there. But yeah, the front six of the defense is so good that I am not worried. And Ronnie Perkins is a big loss, of course, but he only played six games last year, and they get back Jalen Redmond, who sat out last year. So hopefully that could replace that production.
Yeah. So we've kind of narrowed down and honed in on the both sides of the ball. The next big thing to look at is the schedule. And the schedule, honestly, sets up really well for them, especially if they want to make a run at the national title. They only play one projected top 50 team on the road, and that's Oklahoma State in Bedlam, the final game of the season. They're projected double-digit favorites in 10 or 11 games. They get the second-best team in conference, Iowa State, in Norman in late November. And then you look at their non-conference, it's about as easy as they come, really. They play Tulane, Western Carolina, and then they host Nebraska. So the schedule is pretty favorable.
For sure. All right, let's answer the question then. Is Oklahoma a true CFP championship contender? And I'll go first. I think the answer is yes. I think in the preseason, this might be the closest that Oklahoma has been to number one since Lincoln Riley's been the head coach. And if some young players in the secondary that we brought up break out, if the running game, gets back to that level that it has been at, if Rattler takes that next step, and there's reason to think all those things could happen, then even if just two of those three things happen, then they are a legit championship threat.
I agree. And if you look at the past couple of years, there's been some insanely, insanely talented Alabama LSU teams where OU, they were really good. They were very good. And even maybe in sometimes other years, they might have been a contender. But I just feel like the last couple of years, we've had some super, super strong teams. This year, there's one of the Clemson and Alabama. It's possible that they end up like that, where they are so far ahead of the pack. But they have question marks coming into this year. That's not for sure that they're going to be at that level where they're so far ahead of OU. And I think OU's defense just keeps getting progressively better, that they're closing the gap. So I think they are a true championship contender. Are they the favorites? No, but I think they have a shot.
Yeah, I mean, I think the answer to me is yes. The stars seem to be aligning. Yeah, the defense has been a little leaky in some games, but I'm banking on the continued improvement on that side of the ball with Alex Grinch. And I think this year they can kind of trust the defense to where they know kind of what their ceiling is and what they've got, so they can maybe afford to take a little bit more risks and generate some more turnovers, because I also think that the offense is going to be even that much better to kind of offset some of the risk taking that they might do on defense. And with the schedule that I laid out, I think I'm really buying into them finally being a true threat, because I know it's been easy to say the last few years that they weren't good enough, but it was, it was too much to ask of their defense in the previous trips. But I don't think that's the case this season. So my answer is yes, they could win it all.
Yeah, if that defense plays like it did at the end of last year, and even if it can improve, then for sure. Okay, so thank you for checking out the College Football Bros. If you're an OU fan, let us know in the comments your thoughts on our breakdown here. Share it with fellow Sooner fans if you enjoyed it. And yeah, add in your thoughts, because I'm sure you've got additional insight that we don't have. We will be back tomorrow discussing Oklahoma's biggest competition in the Big 12, Iowa State. So we'll see you then.
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. To keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros, follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros, and for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter at CFB Bros. Thanks for listening.